Yo, what's up? So I am, all right, I'm getting out of bed. Last night did a show in the East Village with Ian. Ian, he's a, and I don't know, it was fun. I just not much to say. Actually, there is, oh man, there is something to say, but I'm afraid of saying it because it might be a dude that listens to this shit, not a comedian. It's not a, so it's, but I'm just saying, if, it's not Ian. It's something about somebody at the show that. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about him. Maybe I'll call Ian. I'm going to just call him. See if he picks up. Let me see. I'll just. See if he see if he picks up. Yo, man. All right, I'm doing the podcast, so I thought I'd give you a call 'cause you seem like you were disappointed that you hadn't been on the show in a while last night.
was disappointed. I didn't know if the last appearance on the show was mediocre and that it was it just didn't live up to expectations and I was outcasted from the show, but I'm on it again.
Yeah, you're on it right now. I just haven't had I haven't done calls lately. I haven't been in the, because I just kind of get up and I just do it, and I don't feel like making arrangements or having time set or whatever. But that's been my, so I haven't done calls in like probably since then. So it's been like, this is 122, so it's been 22 days, which isn't that many, but.
I'll bring the heat on this call. I'll be more a better calling guest
Well, you're off
this
to
time.
a you're off to a great start.
It's a good
This is all
start.
compelling. So, I said last night, fun show at that Mockingbird
Was
place.
a really fun show, right? You
Yeah,
got
it was
all-star lineup when it was all-star.
a lot of great comedians. Now, there was a that was the first time that show was at that place, right?
At Mockingbird, he
Yeah.
moved it from 2A. I think I
No, that, but that, no,
know.
because this is the thing. There was a guy there. The, did you, do, I don't even, I'm almost hesitant to talk about it because I'm afraid the guy might listen to the podcast. But I was trying to figure out whether he was a guy that hung out at Todd's show or a guy that knew I was going to be there and hung out there. But is that show, did that show have any regulars before? I guess that's my question.
You know, I feel Todd always has a a regular crew and that they
Yeah.
make fast friends and then there's somebody who's around for a 2 month regular. You know
Maybe,
what I mean?
yeah, okay, so maybe this guy was just a regular of that show and followed it. It's fine. I don't even want to talk about it anymore because I'm afraid.
Is he new? Is Todd's really supports an up and comer?
No, he's
Is he
not a
like a
comedian.
Muslim?
This guy's not a comedian. This guy, it doesn't matter. You know what? I'm said too much already. What are you
Yeah.
doing, man? What are you doing right now?
I'm at my cousin's and I'm waiting. So I brought it up at the show. I was very excited. I'm getting a matching dresser nightstand from my cousin. The urologist is moving down to Nashville. And so I get this dresser and I got a man with a van, which, you know, that process is. He said 11, but then he's just like, oh, by the way, 1 o'clock. So we're waiting on him. His
Oh.
schedule, because it's a stoner job, you know. Like you have a van, you move to New York, and you you've got it all figured out. That's what you're going to do. You just have a van and you'll make money with that. And you're not, he's not a clock crunching guy. He's going to drive down whenever he can get there kind of guy. So we're waiting on him.
But it's cheaper.
$65 so, used to be the rate for okay. one trip to go from Lower East Side to Bushwick in a van. $65. Everyone was around that rate, and I just, you know, went with him off Craigslist kind of thing.
Okay. And your cousin is going to be a urologist down in Nashville.
Yeah, go Preds. Big Preds.
So good for him, and that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it'll be. It's had to
happen. What does a urologist do? I know it's got to do with dicks or something, but I don't even know. They look up.
From what I hear, is it's less dick and balls than it is like actual like kidney. You start to get into the kidney, which is sort of like a filter. So all your blood goes through the kidney, and it pulls out like fucking potassium, and then makes the urine out of all the excess stuff. But that's a real complicated filter system because it like knows how to pull out the nutrients and distribute them which way they can. And then balls obviously have their issues, which we all know. And then... but from what he says is less dick and balls, but that's, you know, what you would say if you dedicated your life to dick and balls. You'd be like, it's more kidneys, you know?
What would you you're gonna pick? What would you do if you were gonna be a doctor? What would you pick?
That's good, because if I could be a doctor, urologist would not be it. No, I think it would be, you know, that's a good process for them to come across it. I think that the overall physician, where you just look at everything, and I mean...
Those guys are miserable.
Yeah, that's the truth, and I think there's something, I mean, there's a pay scale thing, because I guess, like, plastic surgery is the most money.
Oh, that's a good one, but that seems...
Urology gets paid, though. That's what I'm hearing my cousin say. He's like, urology gets paid. So, I mean...
I'm not saying... Yeah, no, you're... I'm just... I'm saying I'd be cardiology, because then you're a hero. I guess urology, yes. You get to save some... You get to be a hero as well.
His dad's a cardiologist. That's true. You're a hero. You just... And you went in all things of the heart. And that's some good game to kick it to a girl and be like, I'm an expert on the heart in more than one way. I would say some shit like that. I would have some cool stuff about that. But you know what's interesting? I think the feet, too, though, because there's just so many.
Nobody respects the foot doctor. Nobody. Nobody. That's not a real... That's not a fucking doc. The doctors don't look at that doctor as a real doctor. Ask your cousin. Ask your doctor if a fucking podiatrist is a real doctor.
Oh,
yeah, so fuck it. That's not a real doctor.
You can do it. You can do it if you just sign up.
You just can't, you can't write prescriptions probably even.
Yeah, you can't write prescriptions. You just do it if you say you're it, like you're willing to look at people's feet.
That's like it's almost like a chiropractor, which is totally fake.
You buy that, there's like a poster down in Chinatown where it says you can press here and like get rid of this.
Yeah,
you know, that thing. That's all you have to do. So I don't know, but I think what is Matt's gonna be an eye doctor, ophthalmologist, or orthopedics, orthopedics. That's a good one. But yeah, surgery is good. But I think you know what? I'm just gonna take your answers. It's the heart doctor.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Well, Ian, this has been a stellar appearance. I think everybody's happy you're back, and I'm glad to have you on. And good luck with your man with a van. And I'll talk to you this week. We'll hang out or something.
I'd love that. Let's go we have to get some food up at those good old diners up in the Upper West Side.
Absolutely. Yeah, great. All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you. Bye.
Well, there you go. Ian Gent returns. And, you know, he's up to Ian's stuff. Ooh, let's just check out some news and get the fuck out of here. What's going on in the news except for the country collapsing? You know, because who wants to hear about that? It's over. I mean, it's going to take, like, how whatever it's going to take, but it's fucking over for this guy. Trump, he's done. He doesn't even want to be there. And I think he is, in my opinion, possibly got some kind of mental disease. Neo-Nazi website raises $150,000 to fight Southern Poverty Law Center lawsuit. Okay, I don't. Fuck. I am, as always, anti-Nazi and pro Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't need to read that one. 17-year-old killed in double shooting over Air Jordans in Detroit's West Side. Well. That's sad. That's all you can say about that. It's sad. It's why I don't wear nice sneakers. I'm afraid. Air Jordans are, you know, they're expensive. It's, I guess I'm going to see what happened here. Let's see what, I feel terrible for this kid. One person was killed, another person was injured Tuesday in a double shooting over Air Jordans on Detroit's West Side. Former Gross Point killed. So they identified this high school student, and I shouldn't even open that up. That's terrible. Sorry to hear about that. Let's look for a fun story. Is there fun? Is there anything fun going on in the world? Sears is closing 72 stores. Didn't know they were still open. Sorry about that. Something happened. Something in my throat. My throat just got weird for a second. I gotta sit up. Okay. Texas teacher let go after giving student most likely to become terrorist award. Looks like somebody can't take a joke. Let me guess, is this student not the whitest of white? It's a guess. Maybe this the 13-year-old girl. The tersely we have concluded our investigation and the teacher responsible no longer employed in the district. Well, they don't show who the kid is that got the award because she's a kid. And so they just thought it was insensitive. I mean, you can't do your edgy material. If you're teaching middle school, you gotta save that for the community college. You gotta, you know, then you can maybe get away with the. Still, even then, terrorism jokes probably not going over huge in the classroom. Okay, teens invent straw that detects date rape drug, win business contest. Now here's a. Look at that. Now you can get a roofie straw. And you'll know if someone's trying to roofie you. Jeez. I don't even. It's. It's. It. I don't know what it's like to even think about that. Well, I don't drink. I don't drink, and I'm a man, so I no one will ever roofie me. But even when I go to the bar, I don't even have a soda, because I did that for a long time. I would drink soda to have something in my hand. I would get like anything. I'd get a Coke or a Red Bull or whatever the fuck, and then I'm like, but I'm at bars like almost every night, so then I'd be like, I'm spending like hundreds of dollars on soda. It's not like soda's even fucking cheap at a bar in New York anyway. It's still like at a cheap place, $3 or $4. You end up getting like, you just drink it and you're like, oh, I need to go to the bar. And you go through the whole hassle of the bar. I don't need to deal with a bartender. I don't need to. I'll just stand there with no drink in my hand. I don't give a shit. And it's fine. Nobody cares. It feels like somebody's going to care that you don't have a drink at the bar. Nobody notices. Nobody gives a shit. They're worried about their drink. All right. This has been an episode. I'll say that. And I'll put it on. I got to do some shit right now, and then I'll put it up a little bit later, but I will put it up soon. I don't know. All right, you motherfuckers. That was unnecessary, the motherfucker, but whatever. Hey, email me, chris@chrislaker.com, if you want to say hello or have anything. I'll read it on the podcast unless you tell me not to. For some reason, or I see that I could usually tell if I should read it or not. I don't know. And then, yeah. Oh, I'll have some more people on the show soon too. I know Kevin wanted to get on, and Mortimer sent me a message. Mortimer, you sent me a message somehow. Oh, I think it was a Skype message, and I'm just remembering it now. Because I don't know. I'm just thinking about getting people on the show, so I'll get you back onto it. And, but if you want to be on the show, email me, and we'll do it over Skype or something. All right, I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow. We love you.